If you feel torn between sincerely loving God and still wrestling with ugly thoughts, ugly emotions, and ugly desires, let's discover why that struggle exists and how the Holy Spirit helps you actually win the war inside. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. If you haven't checked us out, go to fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. We have so much information on there to help you be an active participant in the public square. We want you to be the salt and light to your community around you, to take a stand for laws that love their neighbor in Olympia, and we've given you all the tools to do that on those two websites. If you haven't downloaded the Washington Defender app, please do that today. Search out Washington Defender in the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store, and you will be on your way. If you're enjoying these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this in your huddle. And so we have these come out each and every single day at 6 o'clock in the morning, and it really helps us fulfill our mission and our calling for Washington State if you share it. Then you're saying, what is the goal of these devotions? One, we know this. Public square leadership flows out of the heart. If our words flow out of our heart, our policy will flow out of our heart. So we are trying to, our goal is to change the heart so that we change the public square. So I want to encourage you to do that. And we also want to say thank you to all of our generous supporters. If you are a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much. We appreciate it. It really does help us create content like this, helps us create the ability for quick action to register your position on the bills. And so we need your monthly support. And you can actually donate to both organizations, FPIW and FPIW Action, and make your monthly support. One is tax deductible, the other is not. So let's get into the final day of our series on sin in my life. It's been about 14 days we've been talking about sin in our life. And I hope it's been challenging to you as much as it has been for me, thinking about how am I handling sin in my life. And today's title is Wretched Man That I Am. So like always, we'll read the scripture first and then we'll break it down. I find then the principle that evil is present in me, the one who wants to do good. Can you say amen to that? You ever have that happen? For I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man, but I see a different law in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin, which is in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, on the one hand, I myself with my mind am serving the law of God, but on the other, with my flesh, the law of sin. Now, I call Romans chapter 7 the excuse chapter because if you just take it out of context, and what do I mean by out of context? Not reading Romans 6 and Romans 8 to give you the bookends of this comment of Romans 7, you're going to end up at the wrong spot. He's not giving you a license to sin. He's telling you about the spiritual battle that's going on inside of you over your flesh and your spirit. And you need to know there's going to be days you win the war and there's going to be days that you lose the internal battle. So what principle is at work inside of you? Look at verse 21. I find then the principle that evil is present in me. Where is that? Because when we are born again, our spirit is made brand new in the things of Almighty God. You are body, soul, and spirit. So the spirit is brand new. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. So then where is sin stored if the spirit of the devil or the spirit of the enemy is kicked out of you? You no longer have that evil spirit inside of you, and now you have the spirit of Christ. Where does it go? Well, it sometimes still remains in our flesh, right? In our mind, our will, our emotions, our bodies, right? And so we need to understand this. He says, I find the principle that evil is present in me, the one who wants to do good. So let's check out Galatians 5:13. It says, for you were called to freedom, brethren, only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh. What is the flesh? This is my flesh, skin, bones, all that. But it also includes my emotions and desires and feelings, right? So that's also flesh. But through love, serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, in the statement, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. This is why at FPIW, we are always talking about loving our neighbor, not thrones. It's because that's the command of God, to love our neighbor. We want to make policy that is in accordance with God's word because that loves our neighbor. It will serve them best. Okay. Verse 15, but if you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. But I say, walk by the Spirit. In other words, you have the Holy Spirit inside of you. So walk by that Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of your flesh, your body, and your soul. For the flesh, body, and soul are set its desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And this is where that battle comes in. You are 110% brand new in the Holy Spirit inside of you, but now you need your body and your soul to catch up, okay? And this is where spiritual authority comes in. And that authority is based upon God's word, right here, God's word. You can feed your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions with the word of God, and the Spirit of God will generate together, and it will be like miracle grow, you might say, because of the ability for the word of God to change your inner fallenness. So it says, for the flesh sets its desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. Okay, this is the battle. So there's two truths that are happening inside of you. One, your soul, after you've been born again, your spirit's been born again, your soul is being sanctified by the Spirit of God through the Word of God. This is if you understand this concept, some of you say, I don't know if I'm saved, because your soul is casting out thoughts and desires and emotions and all this stuff. And you're thinking that your soul is your spirit. But Thessalonians says that you are body, soul, and spirit. So what gets regenerated at salvation is your spirit. And then sanctification is the spirit being released into your soul and into your body. It says, do you see the battle that's happening? That it's in opposition? If not, let's go back to Romans and look at it. For I joyfully concur with the law of God that in the inner man, but I see a different law in the members of my body. Isn't this so true? We like our inner man, our spirit, the newness of life. We joyfully concur with the law of God. We're like, the Holy Spirit's saying, yes, yes, love your neighbor as yourself. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. You know, do all the things that are pleasing to God from the word of God. Your spirit just resounds with praise unto Almighty God. But there's another thing at work. A thought will come in. A desire will come in. An emotion will stir through you. You're like, oh no, what just happened? Nothing happened to your spirit. It's just your inner fallenness. So it says, but I see a different war in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind. See that? Making me a prisoner of the law of sin, which is in my members. So we have this battle. Sin tries to play with your mind. Sin tries to play with your desires. Sin tries to play with your thoughts. And then he tries to get you to physically act out those things. But when you begin to understand something, the seed, the energy, the armor of God, you might say, of the Spirit of the living God dwells inside you, the Holy Spirit. And if you say, no, I allow the Word of God to go into every one of those thoughts by taking every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ, that every one of those emotions, why are you in despair, oh my soul? Why have you become disturbed within me? Put your hope in God. So you speak to those emotions. Emotions, you are in despair, but I am telling you, put your hope in God. See, you're releasing the word of God into your inner fallenness. And the Spirit of God is acting and reacting and combating those inner fallenness. This is why, if you want to deal with depression, here's a number one way to deal with it. Get into the Word of God and start praising Almighty God. That's how the psalmist did it. Okay, so we have this war zone that's happening. You are in a battle, both outwardly and inwardly within this battle. Sometimes you will be your worst enemy because you will let your thoughts wander, desires wander, emotions wander. All that soul is being regenerated by the power of the Holy Spirit, if you allow it. Some say, well, I just got saved, but nothing else changed. Well, start working on the inner fallenness. What is the difference between the inner man and the law in my body? So the inner man is the Holy Spirit inside of you, brand new. Jesus. When you say, I ask Jesus into my heart, you're saying, I ask Jesus into my inner man. In other words, your spirit. I've repented of my sin and I've turned to the living God and I've asked him for his guidance and his help. So let's check out Colossians. Therefore, in Colossians 3:1, therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, what's been raised up? What has been, when you died to the spirit of Antichrist inside of you as a child of the devil, the Holy Spirit resurrects newness of life in that spirit. And that's the part that's been raised up. You will always feel like serving God. You will always have thoughts that honor and glorify God or desires that, but they're battling against what is happening inside of you, inside of your spirit. Keep seeking the things above. What are you supposed to do? You are raised up with Christ. So keep seeking the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Isn't that beautiful? He's giving you a practical solution of what to do on a daily basis when you understand that you have been made brand new in God. Set your mind. See that? Set your mind. You take your mind and you just go, I got the mindset of heaven right now in the name of Jesus Christ on the things above and not on the things of the earth. See where he's saying, he's telling you, he's teaching you how to take that Holy Spirit resurrection inside of you and transform your thinking. He says, first off, think of eternal things. So when the government is doing all the wrong things, or you live in Washington State, you might say, and it looks like there is no hope, I set my mind on the things above. No, my hope is built on Jesus Christ and his righteousness and nothing else. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. I set my mind up there. Now, some of you say, okay, once I set my mind up there, then I'm going to have nothing to do with the things here of earth. That is not true. We see other scriptures, which I didn't put in here, that we are to steward these areas. For you have died. In other words, your spirit is dead. Your earthly spirit, your Antichrist spirit is dead, and your life is hidden within Christ in God. And what that means is, That spirit is dead and a brand new spirit, the Holy Spirit, comes in and starts rejuvenating you. When Christ, who is our life, stored up in your spirit, is revealed, then you will be revealed with him. So then your soul and your body will catch up. Therefore, consider the members of your earthly body, your physical, your mind, your will, and emotions as dead to immortality, impurity, passions, and desires, greed, which amount to idolatry. For it is because of these things the wrath of God will come upon the sons of disobedience. You are no longer, your spirit used to be a child of disobedience. But because you've died and you repented and you've, by faith through grace, come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, that spirit inside of you was kicked out of this place. And now the Holy Spirit dwells inside of you. And what's the key element about the Holy Spirit is holy. The Holy Spirit. And a holiness is obedience to Almighty God. The Spirit of living God dwells in you, and that will make you a son of obedience. And in them, you will also once walk when you were living according to them. So you used to have your body and your soul and your spirit walking according to the flesh. But not any longer. You've put that to death. And now you have a new spirit who's now battling that, waging war inside of you each and every single day to get you to walk in a direction that honors and pleases God. If you understand the internal battle, you will begin to win it. If you don't understand that there's an internal battle inside of you, and we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against rulers in this dark age, that is the battle, is that internal battle. No outside source can make you feel good. You say, well, yeah, I can. If I eat ice cream, I feel good. Nope, 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 nope. If you want to feel the goodness of the living God, taste and see that the Lord is good. But now you also put them all aside, anger, wrath, malice, slander, abusive speech from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you laid aside the old self. That old spirit is laid aside. You no longer are a son of disobedience. The old self with its evil practices, and have put on the new self. That's that new spirit, the Holy Spirit inside of you, who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. Okay, so Colossians, Ephesians, Galatians, I'll talk about this. Then he says, wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body, the soul of death? So when people say, oh, that person has a good heart, that person is good, I'm a good person. No, you're a wretched little sinner in your body and in your soul. Now, if you have Jesus, if you have a new spirit, then that's the only thing. The only thing good in you is Jesus dwelling inside of you. Do you see yourself as wretched today? Let's check out Ephesians. But you did not learn Christ in this way. Ephesians 4:21. If indeed you have heard of him and have been taught in him, just as truth is in Jesus, that in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, the old man, the old spirit, the old, all that stuff. You lay aside, which is being corrupted in accordance with lust and deceit, and that you be renewed in your spirit of your mind. See, the spirit of your mind, the Holy Spirit interacting with your mind, the Holy Spirit interacting with your desires, the Holy Spirit interacting with your internal fallenness, and put on the new self, which is in the likeness of God, has been created in righteousness. This is you. This is the Holy Spirit inside of you. The Holy Spirit is righteous and holiness of the truth. The Holy Spirit will not lie to you. The Word of God will not lie to you. It's the Spirit of truth. And I love this. Paul concludes, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that on the one hand, I myself with my mind am serving the law of God, but on the other, with my flesh, the law of sin. So we have this tension, this war zone, and I just want you to win the war. I want you to win the war because, in fact, I know you will win the war. If Jesus Christ is inside of you, you will win. You say, how do I know? Because I know who Jesus is. He's victorious. He's a valiant warrior. He's the risen Savior. He's conquered sin and death. So what's our application? You're going to struggle. Why? Because you're human. You have a body and you have a soul, a mind, emotions. You're going to just make sure, first off, that you're struggling. You're not gratifying your flesh. You're not gratifying every emotion that comes your way. People go, I don't feel this way. I don't care how you feel. Take control of that emotion. Remember Genesis, where God is talking to Cain and he says, hey, if you do what's right, your countenance will be lifted up. Obedience comes before emotions. If you want good emotions, be obedient to God. Well, I'm just a product of my desires. I just can't control myself. No, take control of those things. You say, how? The Spirit of the living God that dwells inside of you. You will win. How do I know you will win? Because Jesus wins. And if you have said, Jesus, I confess Jesus is Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised them from the dead, the Bible says you will be saved. And so through repentance, you've turned to the living God, and God said, okay, I put my seed of the Holy Spirit inside of you as an inheritance. And that is just beginning to grow and grow and grow and grow. That's why you're going to win. It's not because of you being, you know, some kind of ninja in your mind, will, and emotions or whatever. It's because you have Jesus inside of you. Just make sure you understand it is him winning and not you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day. And Lord, I know I'm fired up today. I want people to get this so bad about the battle that goes on internally inside of them, and that oftentimes causes our external battles. Lord, we proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. If you haven't done that, do that. Jesus, you are Lord. We repent of our sins. We repent of our emotions that do not glorify you. We repent of our thoughts that do not glorify you. God, we repent of our desires that do not glorify you. We turn to you, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You are Lord of our heart, our spirit. And we ask that you invade every aspect of the members of our body, God, so that outwardly we bring honor to you and honor to the family name. And inwardly, we are at peace because we're glorifying you. God, we thank you. You said clean up the inside of the cup and the outside will become clean. So we're cleaning it up today. Forgive us of our sins. We turn to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.